If a band brings the rock, but nobody is around to hear it, does it make a sound? At least one Guelph musician feels the availability of venues is dwindling in the Royal City, though stopped short of saying we're in immediate danger. Post-pandemic, it's definitely become, I don't want to say it's been difficult, but I kind of see what's happening in Toronto and Hamilton, with venue closures, said Ryan Turner, the drummer for the local rock band Vita. Guelph has lost a few venues over the years. Turner referenced venues such as Van Gogh's Ear, Onyx, the Trasheteria and the Shadow all shutting down over the last 10 years in Guelph. Turner's band, described as a loud rock band, performed shows from 2015 until the pandemic began 5 years later. The quartet reformed in 2023 and started playing live shows once again. Their next gig is at Brothers Brewing on Sunday at 2 p.m. as part of the Satellite Collective Showcase. He acknowledges spots like Brothers have opened up opportunities, but it definitely is not as easy as it was to get bookings. There is also a sense that venues are booking more based on the potential alcohol sales, the bar model, rather than doing it for the scene. It's a collective. Venues are largely like, what can you provide me with, Turner said. It's not really that camaraderie, I think it's kind of been lost a little bit. It's not a new riff by any means. A report released in 2023 by the University of Toronto showed smaller venues faced things such as higher rent, taxes, redevelopment, and a lack of government support. Turner said Guelph was always a valid stop for bands going from Detroit to Montreal, but feels that has fizzled. My fear is that eventually, rent becomes astronomical, less and less people care about live music and it becomes this empty space, Turner said. Guelph is such a musical town, I think it would be a bummer to lose that because, Guelph, prides itself on its musical talent. These venues also provide bands an opportunity to sell records or merchandise, which can be the financial lifeblood of a band. Vita, for example, has a new album out, The Nature of How We Live on music streaming services, and sell vinyl records at shows. With less venues, there is also less of a chance that a local band has that breakthrough set in front of the right person who could provide that stepping stone to bigger things. You need these places to cut your teeth, Turner said. So what can be done to keep the music scene thriving for all genres? This is going to sound super corny, but I think that if you have a promoter and bands that are really passionate about it, it will find a way to persevere, Turner said. There are efforts to keep spaces going locally. The Music Economy of Guelph Alliance, or MEGA, launched in June 2023 and connects with musicians and venues to help reduce barriers and help the scene improve. The various venues providing space with the Downtown Guelph Music Weekend series is something to hang a hat on too. For Turner and his musical troupe, the hope is more spaces open up for performers, rather than the other way around. Until then, he said whether it's a church basement, a hall rental or anything in between, they and other local bands are ready to bring the noise to anyone looking for a show. I just keep doing it because I love doing it, he said. If you have that kind of passion, it'll find a way.